the condition of his
people. 他当然在他的百姓中间。神拣选了他的 people 呢。
And God chose these people.
那么他的百姓就是以色列人。
And these people are the Israelites.
虽然那个时候分成北国跟南国。
Even though there was a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom.
但是不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
神的旨意只有一个。
There is only one will of God.
神知道怎么对待他的子民。
God knows how to deal with his people.
不要因为是他们的子民，神就什么都不管。
He doesn't not care about them because they are his people.
神爱他的子民。
He loves his people.
爱他的儿女。
He loves his children.
他当然要管教他的儿女。
He definitely will put his judgment on his
children. 明白吗？但是问题在这里。
But the problem is here.
当先知哈巴谷在那回头来看他周围的环境的时候。
When Habakkuk looks at his surroundings.
他就问了一些问题。
He asked a few questions.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天的感觉应该像哈巴谷的感觉。
Today, our feeling should be like Habakkuk's.
如果你真有哈巴谷的感觉
If you have Habakkuk's feeling,
你就会有哈巴谷的问题
You will have the same questions as he did.
你真有哈巴谷的问题
And if you had his questions,
你就听见神的回答
You will hear God's response.
所以现在我们看见起头到底哈巴谷问了一些什么问题
So we see here what Habakkuk asked.
那个问题是不是我们心中的问题呢？
Is that the same question that is in our heart?
如果我们认识神是够圣洁的神
If we know that God is righteous
如果我们看见说神对他的儿女有一番的期待有一番的盼望
And we know that there's some hope that his children have
那么现在他们儿女的光景是不是叫神满意呢
But is God satisfied with the condition of his people?
那如果神不满意的话
And if God is not satisfied
神是不是应该做一些事情
Is he supposed to do something?
但是好久好像神都不做
But it seems that after a long time, nothing happened.
是稀不稀奇
Are we amazed?
现在神不着急，但是神的先知着急。
God is not in a rush, but his prophet is.
所以在这个时候，他的先知就问了一些问题。
And now his prophet asked a few questions.
那当然就说出了他百姓中间的情形。
And it discussed the condition of his people.
他耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？
How long, O Lord, will I call for help and you will not hear?
弟兄姊妹。先知应该是合乎神心意的人。
The prophet should be one who is according to God's will.
神没有理由不听先知的祷告。
God has no reason to not hear the prophet's prayer.
但是很明显的，在这里神拒绝哈巴谷的祷告。
But it seems that it's very obvious that God has rejected the prayer.
他不只是祷告一回。
He did not pray once.
他祷告两回。
He prayed a second time.
好像祷告了很长的一段时间。
And prayed for a long time.
你看见吗？神没有应允，要到什么时候
？But when will he not hear?
他还要再祷告几回
？How many more times will he pray?
那么到底他祷告什么
？And so what is he praying?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？他真是一个关乎，真是爱他自己的百姓。
You see that Habakkuk truly loved his people.
他也是爱神的一位先知。
And he loved the Lord.
他说：“我因强暴哀求。”
He cried out to you violence.
弟兄姊妹，在神的百姓中间，怎么会有强暴呢
？How is there violence before in God's people？
这个弟兄中和弟兄中间怎么会有强暴
？How is there violence before brothers？
弟兄跟弟兄中间怎么会有亏欠呢
？How do brothers fall short of each other？
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见是有这件事情
，But you see that this happens。
许多时候，你看见说我亏欠你，你又亏欠了他。
We see that you may have wronged one.Wrong your brother and he wronged you.
神知道许多时候我们是用强暴的手段来对待我们的弟兄的。
And God knows that often we use violence to deal with our brothers.
所以弟兄姊妹，许在神的眼光中这是强暴。
So in God's eyes, this is violence.
这是不义。
This is unrighteous.
所以因为这个缘故，他就哀求神。
So because of this, Habakkuk is praying.
他说我因强暴哀求你。
He's cried out to God.
神啊，你总你是圣洁的神。
God is righteous.
你不可能容忍强暴。
He cannot tolerate violence.
所以不管怎么，你总要做一点事情，对不对
？So he says that God should do something, right?
你还不拯救吗
？Will you not save?
你总要做拯救的工作。
You will do the work of salvation.
你看教会里面充满了肉体。
We see so much flesh in the church.
弟兄攻打弟兄，谁都要打出最重的拳头。
Brothers are fighting brothers.
难道你不拯救吗
？Will God not save?
所以弟兄姊妹。现在你明白吗
Now do you understand?
这些事情应该在社会里面发生
This should happen in society.
这个世界，这个事情应该在世界里面发生的。
This should happen in the world.
怎么跑到教会里面来了？
But how is it in the church?
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面有感觉，
So if there's a feeling in our heart,
不光是指着今天我们在一起的聚会，
It is not about our gathering.
就着整个教会的整体来说，
But the entire church.
今天是不是教会的见证越来越软弱呢？
Is the church's testimony becoming more and more weak?
如果教会的见证刚强的话，
If the testimony of the church is strong,
怎么会有一些事情发生？
How can certain things happen?
所以弟兄姊妹，有的时候事情叫我们伤心的。
Sometimes many things cause us to be sad.
有的时候事情叫我们难过的。
We may grieve for certain situations.
我们说现在有一条的法律。
We see that there is a certain law.
变成了 law of the land, 变成这个土地上的那块法律。
It has become the law of the land.
那么有的人说这是美国人的骄傲。
Some people say that this is the pride of Americans.
但是有的基督徒就难过就伤心。
But many Christians are grieving.
那么今天怎么可能在这块土地上居然有这一条的法律呢？
How can this law exist in this land?
那么我们要问这块土地是什么土地？
So what is this land?
如果是外邦的土地，一点都不稀奇。
We will not be surprised if this is the land of Gentiles.
在罗马的时候，在希腊的时候，老早就叫这叫定律了。
We know that this law existed back during Roman and Greek times.
但是如果是在这块土地上，
But if on this land,
而早期的时候，你看见就是有一些人逃到这块土地上。
And we see that in the past, people fled to this land.
他们完全根据圣经来建立这个国家。
They built up this country using the Bible.
他们采取了一个制度叫做民主制度。
They set up a democracy.
这个民主制度什么意思？
What does that mean?
它不是打破人头的。
It doesn't break people's heads.
它是数点人头的。
But it counts people's heads.
那为什么这个制度在美国可以行得通呢？
So why did this work in the US?
明白吗？因为如果是民主制度，是少数服从多数的。
Because in a democracy, it is the minority obeys the majority.
所以如果你要定一个法律的话，
So if you want to set up a law,
你要改一个法律，你说这个法律不对，我要把它改过来的话，
If you want to change a law,
你只要多数就可以了。
You must have a majority.
所以你可以改变那个法律。
So you can change the law.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？那为什么美国采取这个制度？
So why does the U.S. take this position, the system?
那为什么民主这个制度，这个 institution 可以在美国是成功的呢？
So why did this institution succeed in the U.S.?
当初有个基本的假定。
There was a basic principle.
大部分的公民都是基督徒。
Most of the citizens were Christians.
所以他们的 value 是圣经的 value, 是圣经的价值。
They had the same biblical values.
他们对道德有一定标准。
They had a certain standard to morality.
那当然很多人不信。
Many didn't believe.
虽然他们不信。
But even though they did not
believe. 他们认同圣经的道德的标准。
They agreed with the biblical morality.
他们自己不信。
They did not believe.
但他觉得十条诫还是应该人类一个道德很重要的规范。
But they still felt that the Ten Commandments were important.
你明白吗，弟兄姊妹？所以在这个情形底下，
Under this condition,
所以当你实行这个制度算人头的时候，
When you count a census,
因为大家都是基督徒，
Because everyone is
Christian, 都是顺服在神的律法底下，
And obeys God's law,
所以大多数都这样的时候，
And when everyone is like this,
你看见很多的法律当然是合乎道德定律的，
We see that many laws are according to
morality, 当然是合乎圣经的，
They follow the Bible,
但是问题在这里，
The problem is,
那是指的教会正常的时候。
That was when the church is normal.
如果大家都得救，
if everyone is saved,
如果大家都爱主，
if everyone loves the
Lord, 他们大多数，
if they are the majority, 只
有少数不信的，
only a few don't
believe, 但他们认同这个道德的规范，
but they agree with the morality.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？所以因为这个缘故，多少年来，这一两百年来，
so because of that, in these 200 years,
这个国家的祝福是一点都没有错。
It is not wrong for this country to be blessed.
有原因为什么主要祝福他。
There is a reason God blessed this country.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
现在我们问说为什么有一条法律变成这个土地的法律呢？
We ask why has the law become the law of the land?
我们会怪说为什么变成这个样子。
We may complain why is it like this?
大家有没有注意到一个最基本的问题？
But do you see the basic problem?
为什么美国有50州？
Why does The U.S. have 50 states.
36 州都同情这样的法律。
36 states agree.
如果这样的话
if that is the
我要问一个问题
I have a question
教会在哪里
Where is the church?
今天教会所培养的子弟又在哪里
Where are those that the church has nourished?
为什么这些年轻人能够同情他们
Why does the young people support this?
我要问弟兄姊妹现在明白了吗
Now do you understand?
许多时候我们问说为什么这个法律这样那样
We often ask, why is the law like this or that?
很明显给我们看见。
But it shows us.
这是教会见证的失败。
This is the failure of the church's testimony.
这是教会见证的羞耻。
This is the shame of the church's testimony.
所以如果今天我们怪这个怪那个，你首先要看见是什么？是因为我们得罪了他。
So if you want to complain, you must first see that we have
sin. 英国有那么多破碎的家庭。
There are many broken families.
所以有的人说，那既然家庭是破碎的，
They say that because these families are broken,
我们为什么一定要建立一个正常的家庭
Why must we build a normal household?
许多别的理论自然就开始了
And of course, many other opinions
show up. 那为什么全世界能够同情呢
So why does the church, the whole
world support? 如果教会是占大多数的话
If the church is the majority,
如果基督徒大多数的话
If Christians are the majority,
如果这些基督徒他都是以圣经的价值来做他的价值的话
And if all these church, if all these Christians use the,Bible as their standard.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见的教会今天就被世界掳去。
We see that the church has already been captured.
许多的思想是世界上的思想。
Many thinkings are worldly.
我们的年轻人来聚会没有错。
We see that our young people come together.
他做礼拜没有错。
They come to.
他的思想还是世界的思想。
But their thinking is still the world's thinking.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？今天一个教会失败堕落的缘故。
Because the church has fallen.
你看见吗？结果。世界就跑到教会里面来。
The church, the world has entered the church.
所以我们的年轻人慢慢就被掳去了。
So our young people have been taken captive.
弟兄姊妹，我们绝对相信我们年轻人不会跟他们同，不会跟，不会和这个世界同流合污的。
We believe that our young people will not follow the trend of the world.
但是不要忘记。
But not, let's not forget.
如果有一些事情可以同情的。
If there are certain things that we can agree with.
这就表示说我们在道德上已经放松。
It means that we have already loosened our morality.
我们同情别人
We agree with others.
是给自己准备一条后路
to prepare a way for ourselves.
别人犯罪可以平安了现在
People are free to sin.
现在我们犯罪也可以平安
So we can feel peace for sinning too.
我要问弟兄姊妹你如果忠心于神的托付
If you are faithful to God's burden,
神把这些羊群放在你的手里。
God has placed these sheep into your hands.
你要把他们带到哪里去
？Where will you bring them?
所以弟兄姊妹清楚吗
？So are you clear, brothers and sisters?
你知道在有一半人中间，他们很骄傲的，为着代表他们的骄傲。
You know that today there are certain people who are very proud.
所以到一个时候，他们有个大游行的。
So during a certain time, they have a parade.
最大的游行在纽约。
The largest parade is in New York.
还有在柏林。
There's a parade in Berlin.
那么不管怎么在世界好几个地方你看见了这些人他们可以出来可以他们在那游行。
You see that there are many who parade everywhere.
但是很稀奇。
But it's amazing.
如果在第五大道在那里游行的话总要停在一个地方。
If they parade on the Fifth Avenue, they have to stop somewhere.
总要在这个地方有人可以拥抱他们。
Someone needs to support them.
如果看报纸的话你就知道。
If you see the news, you know.
那有的时候就在礼拜堂就停下来了。
Sometimes they'll stop in front of a church.
这个礼拜堂就欢迎他们。
And this church embraces them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们当然要爱罪人没有错。
It's true, we must love sinners.
但是神从来没有容忍罪。
But God has never tolerated sin.
所以现在我们问一个问题。
So we have a question.
弟兄姊妹，今天的问题在哪里？
What is the problem today?
今天有人说神爱人，爱到一个地步，每一个人都爱。
Some people say that God loves people to a point that everything he loves.
你知道不知道等到那个法律被高举的时候成立的时候
But you know when the law was lifted up and it was successful.
你知道有一个人很有名的人我不提他的名字他就有在 Facebook 上就写了一段的话
Someone who was very famous wrote something on Facebook.
然后最后是 love wins.
He wrote love wins.
爱得胜他为什么叫爱得胜呢
Why did he say that?
因为有一本基督书就叫做爱得胜
Because there's a Christian book called Love Wins
没有一个人会下地狱的
No one will go to hell
神爱每一个人
God loves everyone.
每一个人都会得救。
Everyone will be saved.
所以弟兄姊妹 ，love 为谁最好？那个、爱得胜了。
And at the end, love wins.
所以现在这一班的人里面，常常讲一句话是爱是得胜的。
In these groups of people, they often say love wins.
他们用那个表号是彩虹的表号。
They use a rainbow as their symbol.
什么意思呢？神看见彩虹，就不再审判这个世界。
God sees the rainbow and he no longer judges the world.
弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故，神只有爱，神没有审判。
According to them, God only has love. He doesn't have judgment.
所以很多的年轻人觉得一点都没有错，神就是这样的。